Jeff Curtis is Executive Director of the Logistics Support Directorate at the Defense Logistics Agency. Jeff, thanks for being on the program today. You have a plan in place that you're in the process of executing to get smaller, both people-wise, infrastructure-wise, and inventory-wise by fiscal 2019. What is the strategy behind that plan, and what is the reason that you're executing it, Jeff?
Yeah, thanks for having me. We appreciate it. Quick background. DLA has been around about 50 years, a little over that. Last few years, we've run about $40 billion per year in business, and that's running the gamut from food, fuel, uniforms, medical supplies, construction equipment, and what a lot of people know us for, actually, the spare parts. So we peaked at around $46 billion a couple of years ago, last year around $41 and this year around $36. So it's not hard to see the trend, and if folks, you know, you read the papers, you listen to the radio, you see where the defense budget's going. So our goal very much is to reduce our footprint, our size, our cost, and get those to the right size for the new environment. So our director's been real, real clear about, you know, we're going to continue to support the customer. And interestingly in all this is we're actually funded by something called the Defense Working Capital Fund, which means we have to earn our own money. And then to earn our own money, we actually have a cost recovery rate on top of what we, the items we sell to our customers, and that pays for us. So we have committed to our customers that that cost recovery rate will remain the same for the foreseeable future. So as business kind of moves to a new normal, that cost recovery rate kind of has to move along commensurate with that. So it behooves us to continue to right size both in terms of infrastructure, inventory, and so on. So the director, Vice Admiral Mark Harnachek, has implemented something called Big Ideas and 13 and 6. And the 13 and 6 says that in the next 6 years, we're going to give back to the department $13 billion. And to come up with that $13 billion, we started something called Big Ideas. And there's actually five areas there. We're going to decrease material costs, what we pay for the items that we buy for the military. We're going to decrease operating costs, what it costs us to function as an agency. Reduce our inventory, and when you reduce inventory, we should be reducing our footprint. And I think the interesting thing in this, or the part that I find most impressive, is that in addition to reducing inventory, we're actually going to improve customer service and have simultaneously. And those are two things that usually don't go hand in hand. But in this case, we've genuinely done more with less. And then the department is working towards something called audit readiness, and we're all working hard to get our books in order such that we could pass a financial audit, and that is to prove what we've been doing. And that's the final big idea.
The idea there I want to pull out is the improving customer service part of it, because you go to the doing more with less. And when I saw Admiral Harnachek's comments, that's what struck me too. I have talked to people all across government, not just DOD, and they say this is really, we're struggling with this idea of more with less, or some agencies even go to the point of saying this isn't really how it's going to work. How are you measuring what you're doing so that you know that you're serving the customer better, even though you're shrinking inventory, shrinking people, shrinking infrastructure?
So the traditional metric that most people have always measured DLA on, and we agree, is something called material availability. And that is when you order something from DLA, and we're, you know, I think we're probably one of the federal agencies most analogous to a true private enterprise, to a business. So when a customer orders something from us, the big metric is, did we have it? And historically, I guess almost like time immemorial, we ran 85, 86%. That was just life, given the types of items we manage. And there's about 5 million and the age of weapon systems and so on and the challenges we face, about 85, 86%. We now have that up to a little over 90%. So we have actually reduced the number of times or the amount of time that we don't have an item by about a third. And we've done that really through almost some basic blocking and tackling. It comes down to getting back to the basics, buying the right stuff, buying the right amount, and then actually executing. So we looked at some things we've done for a long time, how we forecast what we'll need, when, where, and took a look and said, you know, there's a lot of things we could do better. I think there were some business rules and tenets that we'd adhere to for a long time. And when we stepped back and took a look, it became evident that, you know, given the types of items we managed, given the business we were in, I think a lot of times, Francis, we were actually trying to forecast chaos. There was items we manage, items we procure, items we support that were so variable and the demands for these items were so unpredictable that it became evident, let's just set a level on these and say, we'll always have X amount. And we implemented that, and it's worked. We also took a look at the inventory we keep, and I don't think what most people fully appreciate is the cost of just simply having and keeping inventory. You know, that inventory is in a warehouse, and if you reduce inventory, you reduce enough inventory, you can reduce a warehouse, you can reduce the footprint and all the costs that go along with that. So we took a look and very methodically and in a very managed environment have reduced a lot of the inventory. And it turns out that the inventory we've reduced, we probably didn't need as much as we thought we did at all. The inventory we've kept is now working harder and faster for us. So we've done those things simultaneously, which I think from a business perspective is pretty rare. Well, I know it is. It's very rare. So we have genuinely done more with less.
Jeff Curtis of the Defense Logistics Agency is my guest. In the private sector environment, Jeff, you go through your inventory and you say, we don't sell a lot of that, so we're not going to carry it anymore, or we're not going to keep it in stock. We'll order it from the vendor when we need it. Is it as simple as that in an environment like DLA, or is it more complex than that because of the nature of the kinds of things that you're supporting, or because of the fact that you're supporting warfighters and sometimes urgency is important, or other factors?
No, it's very much more complex, and I think that's where we all get a little raw at times when, you know, I think some of the folks would say, well, you know, if you were Walmart, if you were Costco, you would do this or that. And places like that just say, well, this item never moves, or I don't make money on this. I'm just going to bail on it. And certainly we don't have that option, and nor would we want that option. I mean, our goal is not to make a profit. Our goal is to support the military customer and ensure that what he needs, when he needs, where he needs it, we have it. So when we reduced the inventory, though, we took a look and we kept a lot of items that were, quite honestly, they were what if, they were contingency items. But when we looked at it, we were keeping, quite honestly, probably far more than we needed. So it became a question of, you know, we had the right items. We just probably had too many. So we really reduced the depth of what we kept, but we maintained the breadth. So the items are still there. They're still available. Just in, you know, instead of keeping everything forever, we kept 12 of this, 24 of that, 36 of this. And it's proven to be a very, very effective means.
How are you keeping this inventory model flexible as needs change among the branches and so on in the military?
So this has all been real transparent, and we've worked incredibly closely with the customers. And actually, before we do this, we actually go to them and say, hey, this is our plan. Anything we're missing here, so whether it's the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, there have been times where we said, we want to reduce this down to this level. And they're like, well, there's things you need to know. We'd prefer that you keep this amount. And we work with them closely. And so far, I mean, this has worked great. And the customers, you know, haven't seen, well, as a matter of fact, not only have they not seen any decline in service, they've seen this significant uptick of you know, this big reduction in back orders.
Was there a science behind the $13 billion that you wanted to take out of the enterprise by fiscal 2019?
I think the science, it actually started out as a 10 and 5, and it was started out as really a stretch goal. And then when we started seeing how much progress we made in year one, actually said, you know, we did this, let's take another 3. So I think it was really, I don't know if I'd say it was the science as much as the art of the possible.
Uh-huh. Admiral Harnachek said that they've taken that you've taken the equivalent of 45 football fields of covered storage out of your system. What happens to that space? Where does it go? What do you do with it?
And that's a good one. I think the analogy in our personal lives would be kind of like clean out the attic or clean out the basement. And, you know, for those of us that have been in our houses, you know, 10, 15, 20 years, you realize you've accumulated a lot of stuff. It's not always the attic, but sometimes it's the basement. And periodically you clean it out, and inevitably it fills back up. I'm not sure how that phenomenon works, but it always seems to happen. So in this case, to keep that from refilling, when we clean out the attic, when we reduce these 45 football fields worth of things, we actually have a program, a formal program, headed up by some of my guys called Building Knockdown. And you take some of these warehouses that have been around a very long time, World War II and oftentimes even prior, and the goal is, you know, we say to drop the roof. And when that building goes away, you don't fill it up anymore, and then you have reduced footprint, you have reduced costs, you have reduced maintenance and so on. In concert with that, we've also taken a look at, you know, there's always a story as to why did we end up with the inventory we had. So the idea of better forecasting, shorter lead times, better flexibility, better response time, again, to keep from filling up the attic or those football fields. But in this case, our goal, and we're off to a great start, thanks in no small part to Admiral Harnachek, is these buildings are coming down.
When you do the forecasting, do you have access to information now that maybe you haven't historically that is helping you to do that forecasting maybe in a more real-time manner or maybe in a, with a shorter turnaround time? Or are you getting information that you didn't have before to do that forecasting?
Some of that, yes, and some of it is just really reducing the time it takes us to do things. The longer it takes us to make a buy to receive an item, the more variability is, well, the more life happens in between the time we think we need something and the time we get it. And during that time, you know, demands go up, demands go down. But the more we can reduce that time, and the director has implemented a formal program actually headed up by one of our senior executive folks called Time to Award. And her goal in life, and she's been amazing at it, is really just to shrink how long it takes us to do things and just a lot less happens in, you know, in 30 days as opposed to a year, and there's a lot less imprecision then. We also work, you know, we've always worked close with the customers, but we're taking advantage of things like demand data exchange, where we're swapping the data electronically as to what they need, when they need it, and then we can use that in concert with our forecast to really get even closer.